Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to letter. Due to, state, of Ontario, moving to Florida is enticing. Doug Abernethy's letter about the state of Ontario struck a chord with me. I don't usually write letters, but this time, I felt compelled to respond. Yes, many people move to Florida for the sunshine and warm weather, something Ontario simply can't offer. It's lush, green, and bright year-round, which is undeniably appealing. But let's not pretend that's the whole picture. Life in Ontario, particularly for people with disabilities, comes with challenges. I know this firsthand. The rising cost of living has made homeownership nearly impossible for my children's generation, and even putting wholesome food on the table feels like an uphill battle. We've been hit hard, and while our premier has done well for his wealthy friends, the rest of us are left wondering why we elected him again. That's the reality, and like it or not, we have to live with it. But I'm not here to get into political debates. I just want to offer a different perspective. My family spent years traveling to Florida, visiting twice a year from 2010 until 2020. We made lifelong friends and experienced the best it had to offer. Back then, everything was affordable: housing, food, services, gas. But that's changed dramatically. A home that sold for $65,000 in 2011 now goes for $500,000. Insurance costs make ownership nearly impossible, even for locals. Jobs are scarce, and the ones available pay little while demanding a lot. A close friend of ours works at a marina, 6 days a week, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., with mandatory overtime that isn't even compensated. Rents have soared, groceries are expensive, and the cost of living is creeping up to Ontario's levels. Beyond the financial strain, there's a tension in the air. Political divisions run deep, lawsuits are commonplace, and racial biases linger. During one trip, I spent 4 hours in the hospital for a stomach issue and walked out with a $30,000 bill. So yes, Florida's sunshine is tempting, I love it, too. But as I bundle up against the cold, I find comfort in knowing that here, my rights are protected, my neighbors aren't looking for a reason to sue me, and when I need medical care, I won't go bankrupt. The grass may look greener in Florida, but once you step on it, you just might find yourself swarmed by fire ants. Lester Royson, Oro Medant.